You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
We got your favorite sports and we got your favorite team.
Big Red Duckers!
Big Red
Duckers!
Way out in California, but we represent the scene.
Big Red
Duckers!
Big Red
Duckers! Pat, Joe, and Tweety are here to make some noise. We got a podcast.
Yeah.
We're basically unemployed. Big Red
Duckers!
Big Red
Duckers!
Big Red
Duckers!
Yeah!
My
Huskers!
Big Red
I'm Pat.
I'm Joe.
Was that
in there?
Did you hear Joe's rambling throughout?
Yeah, but the music's going to be
over.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
you're
just
probably,
a little mumbling.
Just, yeah, I don't think you really know what it is.
A little inaudible, like guys, recruits, scholarships.
It'll be enough for someone to say, kick Joe at 48 seconds.
Is that how long the song takes?
Well, that's where it is. We start about 32 seconds in,
no,
right?
We start at about 48 seconds in.
Wow. Well, now we know.
Some people say 0 seconds before we even get to you.
I know.
Some people say it when you're not even on the episode.
Well, that's impact.
I mean, that's true.
When people are missing you,
you
because
create
they can't
reaction.
Hate you. That's right.
Yeah, that's true. You're like Andy Kaufman. You're like when he wrestled women.
I have often
wrestled women.
Attempted to. Someone gave me a shirt that said, I've been given a couple of shirts regarding that. One gave me a women's wrestling championship shirt.
The one he used to wear, Andy Kaufman used to wear?
No, Matt Craig's wife gave it to me.
Yeah, but I'm saying
This was a different type of shirt. Maybe it was similar to that. And then someone also on my main stage cast gave me a shirt that was a joke shirt. It said, I hit women, which I do not, but it was the joke shirt she gave me.
That's weird.
You have to understand the backstage comedy and the inappropriateness of something like that. And
right.
I know it sounds worse than it is. The saddest part of it all, the t-shirt that she gave it to me on is the softest t-shirt.
Do you wear it to bed?
I used to wear it inside out because it was such a soft t-shirt.
So then those words are actually touching you.
Well, but those letters start after a few washes with a press on, it starts to... Like somebody could see it and put it together very quickly. So I had to retire the shirt. So good, though. My sister also gave me a shirt that said, I enjoy marijuana as a joke.
That's a joke?
That's a joke?
Well, she gave it to me as like, I know you smoke weed. And I was like, yeah, man, I do enjoy it. Why would I smoke it if I didn't enjoy it? But I don't wear the shirt because I have kids.
Well, I have a hat that I'm trying to figure out exactly how I want to expunge it from my house.
Mm-hmm.
For a sketch... I had to get, I'm going to lose a lot of Cobcast street cred. It's an Iowa hat.
Oh.
And I want to burn it so badly.
Well, we should use it in some way.
I mean,
if I ever do that recruiting video that year after year I say I'm going to do, that Iowa hat would really play a nice part. So hold on to that.
I have a whole hat rack and it's just kind of hidden.
Sitting there, I understand.
I'm not going to put that in my hat display.
I get it, though. I lost a bet, and I had to wear a Red Sox uniform.
You bought that hat.
It was for a
you
bet.
You gave money to Kirk Ferentz to help recruit.
Get much money. Listen.
Also, I found the cheapest one on Amazon. It was $3.
Okay.
You probably got $1.50 You can't find of that. Let me just say something. You cannot find a Nebraska Cornhusker hat online for $3.
Not at all, because we're real fans.
That's true. Nebraska fans will buy that up on the first clearance when it gets to $10.
Husker fans won't let. There is no clearance rack. If you go to a clearance rack at a Husker shop, it's like
it's a bad shirt or hat,
it's from the Callahan years.
Right,
those are still on the rack.
Oh, dude, I couldn't.
We're getting a Bo Knows football.
Yes,
this will make people mad. But I want it. This will make people mad, but I want it. I searched and searched and searched. for a Callahan autograph just because I want it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You get it?
No, they don't exist. Everybody like burned them or destroyed them.
We tried really hard for a while to get him on the Cobcast just to kind of get
closure.
And they kept putting us off.
Oh. It was the Washington Redskins guy who's got kind of a checkered history of his own.
The Redskins, first of all,
well,
the entire organization, the fact that we're saying the name.
Right.
That is a poorly run franchise from top to bottom that used to be great.
Every Washington fan hates Daniel Snyder.
The Giants are on their way to joining them in terms of franchises. Now, Daniel Snyder, here's the difference. He's like 50. The Giants, the Steelers, their old white men owners are like 80.
And they at least have a history.
They do.
Of,
well, the Redskins have a history of being great.
But not with Daniel Snyder.
Not at all.
Not under leadership there.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of autographs.
This is incredible.
Tweety just pulled out the Harrison Beck autographed can of SpaghettiOs.
You got to read that. You got to read that.
Okay, so this is what he wrote on my SpaghettiOs can. I want you to put these in the microwave for a minute, 30 seconds.
First of all, it's a metal can.
Yeah, it's a metal can. Like, it's an unopened SpaghettiOs can, like you'd buy in the store. Then spoon...
spoon your wife.
Yeah.
No, then spoon something. No, then spoon around to heat evenly.
The E is capitalized.
Huh?
Do you think he writes this on all of his cans of SpaghettiOs to remind himself before he puts them in the microwave?
I think he's going to start to sell a lot of these. But like you mentioned, the cost-benefit analysis is terrible
not
for him.
He's making $1 on it after the shipping.
Oh, he's not done. It says, so microwave for 30 seconds, then spoon around to heat evenly, then eat. Look. I am the goat, not Brady, me. Do you hear me?
This is good. This is quality. If he's sending out signed cans of SpaghettiOs, this is a quality
autograph.
Yes.
I am the goat, not Brady, me. Do you hear me? Yes. Yes, sir.
He writes like he talks.
Yeah.
He does.
You're the best.
Oh.
I feel like there's...
You're the best quarterback to ever live, Harrison. He's talking to himself.
Oh.
Love, Harrison Beck Cableson. That must be like a hyphenated last name. And then he drew a picture of himself throwing a football wearing a hat.
Let me see.
It's a stick figure, though, so...
It's a good picture, though.
Yeah.
He forgot
want you guys to notice something important. And I think that this says a lot about Harrison as a person. Look at his autograph. What does that remind you of?
Let me see.
Someone that just learned how to write in cursive.
Well, maybe. It's probably hard to sign a can because there's ridges on those cans.
Let's not think this is the first can of SpaghettiOs he signed.
Yeah. He's an imbecile.
No, I don't know. I think he might be a genius saying?
He's both. A genius.
He's only spending 40 cents a pop on those because he's buying them bulk.
He's not buying them bulk. He
yes,
just
he
has
is.
No, he's not. He eats them.
No, he buys them in bulk.
So, which
and
means
he sends
probably
them
buys
to
them
people.
Bulk.
No.
Yes.
No, he paid
yes.
$2 for no.
We want to know how much Harrison Beck is paying
he
for his SpaghettiOs.
He paid $2 for that can of SpaghettiOs.
Although it doesn't look like probably a bulk style one because that's a fancier can.
You know, my brother.
When have you ever seen
bulk
SpaghettiOs in bulk?
I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
My brother, who cried almost every day before school, every day of elementary school, often until he would throw up.
Until he would throw up?
Many times.
He would cry until he threw up?
Yes.
Mike Canale.
Yes. And then my parents would still send him to school.
How is this the first time?
I can't imagine that. I can't believe it is. Also, he would
you
only...
You understand how much ammo you just gave me?
I thought people knew this. He also only ate peanut butter and jelly, pizza, and maybe one or two other things for
still
years.
Still looks like that.
For years.
Still looks
so
like that.
So here's
what
happened. He went to a friend's house. They had SpaghettiOs. He loved it. He told my mom that he loved SpaghettiOs. My mom went and bought a case of SpaghettiOs. The next day, he hated SpaghettiOs and never ate them again. So that's how I know that you could buy a case of SpaghettiOs.
Did your brother talk with the same rhythm and tonality that he does now as a child?
You should see some of the videos. First of all,
I would love anything.
The very first use of our video, my dad's video player, like the first use of it, I take my brother's hat and he screams a...
Bad word?
He screams a
which word? Fuck?
It starts with an F. It's a bad...
It's an epithet?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's a...
Which one are you guys talking about? Epithet. Wait, hold on. Which one are you talking about?
The one that also sounds like a cigarette. A British...
A folky? A folk?
No, a fag. They call the cigarettes a fag.
Joe, watch your mouth.
Well, he yells
at the son of a bitch for saying that.
Anyway, it's amazing how often we said that word when we were kids, first of all.
It meant something different back then. It really did.
Well, it did, and we weren't saying it that way. The point being, my brother was like a little screaming New Yorker. Even more of a New York kind of accent. When we lived there. So, yeah, we'll try to show you some of it. But he was furious every morning going to school. He would work himself up
into
a...
Did you guys sound like New Yorkers when you lived in Lincoln?
My mom probably did.
Did he cry like a New Yorker? Like, wah, over here. I'm crying over here. Wah. You friggin'.
I'm crying here.
Change my diaper, you jag off.
Come on. What the hell? No, I don't know about that. But also,
Derek Jeter.
This will tell you one other thing about my family. The first baseball game my dad records of my brother, he's recording my brother at bat. He's trying to figure it out, and he's like,
Your brother strikes out and starts crying?
No.
Oh.
My dad goes, here's the first use. He's probably going to strike out. Says that, right? Puts the camera down for a second.
In the camera?
No. He said, yeah. He's just talking to himself, so you hear that. Puts the camera down for a second. My brother hits a home run. So, but my dad is like this, watching my brother round the bases. You know, it's a Little League home run, so right. It goes, you know, through the... There's no coverage of the home run at all.
Throwing errors.
There's just your dad saying he's not going to strike out.
And then you hear the hit, and then you hear him cheering, and he doesn't know he has the camera in his hand because he's just watching because he just got the camera. So you don't even see the home run. You just kind of see, and he figures it out by the end. You see my brother, you know, yeah, you see the throw to the second baseman, to the third base. Always a base behind the runner. But it's just, it's classic, like, he's probably going to strike out. And then you don't see the home run at all.
That's great.
Yeah.
So Husker football.
Yeah. That was you got a lot of psychological insight into my brother today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All stuff I'm going to use.
Yeah, sure.
God, his dad did a number on him, man.
On all of us.
But really your brother. You're way better adjusted than your brother.
Well, I got
is.
Out of the house earlier and started treating myself with drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, your brother's still a crybaby in a grown man's body.
Oh, man, his kid took the Liverpool loss hard in the Champions League.
Oh, yeah? He's raising
Messi.
A big Liverpool fan?
Oh yeah, they got matching jerseys.
Huge.
He gets real mad.
Real mad. I'll show you guys afterwards. Oh, he's
I went over
he
and told wanted, him I was an Everton Messi fan, and he out like, of didn't want to talk to me.
Really?
Yeah, he was mad.
That's awesome.
And he loves me.
Yeah, he wanted Messi kicked out of soccer. I tried to show Molly that free kick, and she was like, never again. I don't care about soccer. Because anytime somebody scores like a – I'm like, Molly, look at this, Molly. And she was like, I can't do it anymore. She was like – I don't care. I don't know the difference between this kick and any other kick that you've shown me. It's not impressive to me. She was like, I'm done. I can't show her any more soccer highlights. She said,
I don't blame her for that.
Yeah, I don't either, actually.
Because soccer's. But I mean, other than Everton, soccer's stupid.
But some of those, that's the free kick,
sport that Emma will watch with me.
That free kick that Messi said,
because
your
wife thinks
one?
America's bad and Britain is good.
I mean, right? she grew up with PBS only. Basically.
Really?
Well, she grew up in the...
Did she finish like first or second in her class?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She grew up on a farm where they didn't have cable, so it was like network television and PBS.
The valedictorian of my high school, who was also the valedictorian of Vassar, didn't have a TV in his house. I'm just saying.
I guess you could watch like the Nebraska High School State Championships.
So that's educational.
Yes.
That's educational programming.
That's on Nebraska PBS.
Absolutely.
What are we going to talk about today? We got, I mean, we're we have 14 minutes in.
Is that it? I thought we were like 30 minutes in. We got some scholarships that opened up, some players.
Players. That's like the most positive spin.
On guys getting processed?
Yeah, guys got booted.
We got our two most high-profile coaches cutting bags right now.
Yeah.
And it's
what's
I think
cut,
even
cutting bags mean?
Just letting dead weight
loose
go.
Dead weight. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Basketball too.
Yeah.
Well, it should be more expected with Hoiberg because it's his first year, and that's going to happen.
An assassin.
And like he doesn't give a fuck. Like
he doesn't.
There are people mad because he cut Brady Hyman, who is possibly the worst
Scott
player
Frost
I've seen play for Nebraska.
Scott Frost understands the value of letting the Nebraska boys stay on the roster.
Hoiberg
doesn't.
Hoiberg never recruited an Iowa kid to Iowa State. He doesn't care.
Right.
He doesn't give a shit.
And also, you only get like, what do you get? Like, you get three players, and that's it?
Well, you have a
basketball team.
You have a
three,
roster
right?
of 13 scholarships.
Yeah. And right. so you've got a...
There's value. There,
and there's
you
5
value
years of players
of
right. It's yeah. different than with Nebraska where you've got, what is it, 700? So you can have like 400 Huskers that never see the field, and it's
right.
like, all right.
But they, I mean... Brady Hyman should have never been on a Nebraska ball roster anyway. This sounds harsh, but he's one of the worst players I've ever seen on a Nebraska ball roster.
Would you say that he's broken?
Saw that one coming.
That's
great.
No.
It's a solid joke.
I don't even think he would do that. People are like, I hope he ends up at UNO. That'll be a good fit for him. I don't even know that he'll do that well there until he's just... I don't see it in the body language. I don't see it in the body type.
He may need to be the – but he – listen, I think this happens probably to a lot of guys where – was he the leading scorer at his high school? I bet he was. I bet he just tore it up, right? And once you get to a place where you're not
crazy
only –
crazy stats.
No, but he was probably the best player on his team, right?
Probably. I don't know Platteview High School basketball that well.
But when you go from being that, if he was the best player on his team at Platteview, he was probably by a good margin because he's a D1 player, whatever that, even if he's a bad one.
Well, he's 6'10", that helps.
I heard a rumor.
Right, right. So then you get there and you're the worst player on the team and you're 6'10". That's an adjustment.
Oh, it absolutely is. I've heard Division II players talk about that, how it's but like
he needs to be like,
I think this will be the best thing that ever happened to him. Because one, he'll go to a place where he potentially has a chance to compete. And also it slaps a little bit of reality into him because he just
you're
was
not going
a,
to the NBA.
Well, he was not a Big Ten guy.
I was reading on a forum the other day that they actually caught him cheating on a test.
Penthouse forum?
What's that? On a Huskers forum.
Oh,
for real?
Yeah, and Hoiberg had to call him into his office and said, hey man, we caught you cheating and you're busted, Hyman.
Oh man. Jeez, that
I knew
was
this
a long
story
way to tell
real.
The same joke you just told earlier.
But it's better because I had a setup this time.
Well, it's better because you just landed on the joke instead of insinuating it like earlier. But had you done that before, you had already pooched the joke. It would have been better.
Pooched it. I didn't.
You put it out there. Both jokes were good. But you put out the one before you did the other one.
What do you mean?
You kind of spoiled it.
No,
yeah.
I didn't.
You
I did. Not.
You spoiled
no,
it.
No, I didn't. Let me tell you why. Knock, knock.
I don't want to do jokes.
Banana.
Oh, all right. I'll do this one.
Banana who?
Aren't you glad you didn't say banana?
Very different joke than knock knock.
Also not delivered
Pat
right.
Pat Jansen.
Pat Jansen who?
Pat Jansen the big fucking idiot.
Why would you say Pat Jansen who? He already gave both the first and last name.
Well, because there's a group of Pat Jansens.
Pat Jansen
you
senior?
You need to know which one. Yeah. Could have been Pat Jansen the fifth.
There is no
I don't
Pat Jansen
any
the
kids.
Fifth of his name.
Maybe in the future. Maybe your dad's not Pat Jansen. Your dad is
Rick.
Rick Jansen.
House Jansen.
Hmm?
House Jansen of the Nebraska Jansens.
He's
are you guys watching that? Do you
watch
it?
Yeah, I love Game of Thrones. It's my favorite
show.
We've
started catching up.
Where are you at?
We're still in season one.
Oh.
And it's impossible to avoid spoilers, but since you don't really know any of what's going on, it's okay to like it's so far off from you.
Yeah.
Like I hear everything, but I don't know who anyone is except for that one woman who I knew from Amsterdam who apparently
Melisandre?
R.I.P. Right.
Her titties, though. Banging.
I mean, I don't know what to
and
say.
Tell she was an old woman. Then you see her old woman titties.
Oh, does she become old?
Oh. Yeah, eventually she does.
Oh, no. Poor Pat is This doesn't matter. Let's not spoil the rest for Pat.
It's not really a spoil. It doesn't. You don't gain anything.
Point
from
is, she
that.
Is. She's a lovely. She's in a very nice woman too.
Okay.
I tried to get her to when I first met her.
Her titties are bananas.
Well, what do you mean? Like, is that
orange and kind of droopy down or what?
Yellow?
No,
or bananas yellow, are yellow.
You guys don't listen to the
Howard Stern.
No, the writer for Dave Chappelle.
Neil Brennan.
You guys aren't Neil Brennan fans. Girl, your titty game is bananas.
I like Neil Brennan with the stuff he writes for Chappelle, and he directs a lot of stuff.
Have you watched his one-man show?
No, I've done improv shows with him where he couldn't take a suggestion, and people were like—
He's a stand-up comedian.
I know, but people are like, he's like, give me a suggestion. Give me a different one. Give me another one.
Because he doesn't understand how
I know,
it works.
And then he said, give me one more suggestion, and someone said, just let them improvise. That was the suggestion they gave him. Because he was just supposed to do monologues, but he wanted to do his jokes. And if the suggestion didn't fit into one of his jokes...
Find a way to squeeze it in. That's every good monologist has done that. Yeah.
Or he wasn't a monologist. He was a stand-up.
He's a stand-up.
But I mean, you could do both.
Well, but not everybody comes from
this,
that world.
No, this is a horrible... You're right. But this is a horrible example.
But I've seen
Louis C.K.
stand-ups do it just fine.
Could have done it great.
Sure, because stand-ups that are around that... This isn't a stand-up from the, like, 80s. I mean, he's like an old-school stand-up.
You're right. And he crafts his stuff very much. And he wasn't – it was interesting to see, though, because it's all improvisers except him. So it's people who are absolutely used to that.
Well, I say it as someone who loves to craft things before going up on stand-up, but eventually you got to know where you are, too.
Absolutely. I feel like it, quit shitting
on Neil Brennan. He's the greatest. Watch his one man show.
It's very good. It's a very good show.
Hilarious.
Three Mics is very crafted.
I'm just saying,
very well. Like
in
one of the
that
best
world,
three,
he didn't. It didn't fit there. Which just goes to show, not everybody has every skill.
Right.
I can't fucking get a job.
Why are you crying, Joe?
But I can improvise.
Cutting players loose, football, right. Basketball.
Getting rid of the
dead
weight.
I'm a little bit bummed out about Cam Jones.
Yeah.
And
it seems like he never figured it out.
Like,
who's the other?
Well, Cam Jones is the main one.
Yeah.
But I think that doesn't happen if you don't feel good.
Quayshon Alexander is the other one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a few walk-ons.
Right. Maybe if they don't feel like they've got stuff, they don't even count. Stuff that's behind him. Like if they felt that they were really, really thin, they would probably try to keep him and see if they could still turn him into something.
They'd find a way to make it. They've found a way to make it work for Maurice Washington.
Right.
In a number of ways. If they didn't feel good about Markell DeSmuke and Deontay Williams, I don't think we'd see Cam Jones leaving. I think they're trying to set a little bit of a tone and say, like, you've got to do certain things the right way and also be good.
Well, according to Cam Jones, he had a 3.2 GPA. So this whole, whether or not you believe that is up to you. Because, I mean, I got a 17 GPA. I mean, you can literally say whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So, but if you believe him, then that kind of puts to bed the whole he's stupid and can't do school. He doesn't school right.
But who's been saying that?
Everybody.
Well,
his own Facebook posts kind of hint at it.
Do they? I don't read his Facebook posts.
Oh, well, there was one like response. I think I saw you say something once about it.
Never. Okay. I never comment to players.
Well, not to players.
About player.
Yeah. No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't me.
Okay, Shaggy.
Shaggy.
That wasn't me. But banging on the bathroom floor.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Oh, nice.
That's a really good depiction.
Yeah. Melisandre's got bananas ass tits. It wasn't me.
We are nailing this, guys.
I know, dude.
But that brings up an interesting point, though. The idea of, like, dudes being able to kind of set their own narrative once they're cut loose.
Because you can't say anything. Right.
Because that was part of the thing with Brady Hyman, too, is like he laid out what the conversation was. And then Nebraskans who want to see Nebraskans on the roster were like, oh no, how could you do that to the guy? Well, one, you just get the word of Brady Hyman on that. And two, dude's just direct, Fred Hoiberg. Well, and like, also, I'm for that.
And when, well, me too. And also, you get, I mean, it sucks now, but in 5 years, you're going to appreciate it.
In 2 years, you are.
You talking Brady Hyman or Nebraska fans?
Nebraska ball fans.
Oh, dude.
They'll forget about Brady Hyman.
Oh, yeah. And like Pat said, it's going to be better for him because he was just going to sit there and get the shit kicked out of him in practice. And feel worse and worse about himself. And now he's going to end up, you know, somewhere where he's probably playing 30 minutes a game. And he's 6'10", so he's scoring 18 points just on that.
And he can take some time off and rest. And
rest?
Yeah, you know, take some time off, rest, heal. And then he'll be like a born again Hyman. You know, really ready to take a dick and break again.
I don't know. I can't come up with anything.
I'm glad we just let you keep going there.
Sometimes you just gotta like, my brain is like 10 feet behind my mouth.
Sometimes
today.
You just gotta let Ryan ride that horse right off the cliff.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Thank God all my other jokes were great because that one fell off the rails.
No one's even remembered this one. Yeah, it's kind of. Oh, I had a question. Do the coaches go on vacation about now? Is this about the football? Are they on vacation?
I mean, if they were going to do it, I feel like it'd be about now. They've been active.
Right.
Toy Tuioti has been all over the map.
When is the non-contact? Isn't there a non-contact summer period coming up at some point?
Yeah, I can't tell you
exactly
when it is.
I'm pretty sure it's from...
Is it July or something? But no, they're coming back in.
I think it depends on the schools, right? Like it's graduation to graduation, isn't it?
No, I thought there was NCAA rules.
Or graduation to enrollment or something like that. Or
there's probably something along those lines. But
they can always choose to contact.
Can they?
Yeah.
Even on vacation?
It's the rules don't go both ways. The rules only go from coaches to players. So players can still tweet it. To coaches and call coaches and text coaches.
Well, and
they can initiate contact.
And strength and conditioning staff aren't technically coaches, so they kind of tend to run things in the summer. And players, I mean, kind of run things as well, where it's like where it can be technically voluntary, but
they're taking
it ain't voluntary.
Yeah, because they're taking, you know, they're taking attendance.
Yeah,
but that's life.
But that's why when DJ Durkin tried to absolve himself from responsibility at Maryland when all that stuff with the trainer happened.
Right.
That's why it was so unbelievable and just not a real thing because
the head training coach sets that tone.
Yeah, strength and conditioning is maybe not by title, but by creed. Part of the coaching staff because they got to run things when the coaches aren't allowed to.
And their work is incredibly important off-season work, perhaps the most important off-season work.
Yeah.
And that's where the coach establishes his culture, if you will.
Right.
Like DJ Durkin was connected to his strength and conditioning coach for like three jobs before that.
Yeah.
You know, like they were not, it wasn't just like, oh, I don't know who this guy is. He brought him in for that. There was all kinds of talk about how tough they were and how, you know, before the season with them and what they were going to do. And they did it to death.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think is going to happen with Alabama and Clemson football?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? They're just going to let it.
Nothing.
Yeah. That got. It's so interesting how they completely buried the lead. In that ESPN story,
ESPN is so connected. And now the ACC network is coming out through ESPN,
SEC
too.
SEC and ACC.
Well, with Clemson, yeah.
It felt like at the very end they had to drop that line that was very notable. And they just snuck it in at the very end. Because if you don't know, do you know what I'm talking about?
A little bit.
Well, Clemson's basketball coach, or Clemson had an assistant basketball coach.
He's fired.
Who wasn't retained.
Right,
his contract was up.
Right.
Like, in the process of trying to recruit Zion Williamson, got tied to this Dawkins, Christian Dawkins.
Who's selling out everybody else.
Yeah. Although he didn't sell out the Creighton assistant. He said he gave the money back.
Well, I mean, in that way, that almost lends legitimacy if somehow that guy did give the money back, like he knew he was caught or something. He said, you know, because others didn't. He didn't say everybody gave the money back. I think at first he said some of them did or whatever. It's like, but then when it all came out, you know, it's hard to say when a guy's going to jail and he starts saying all these people are doing stuff. Is it self-preservation or what? But
some of this was like on tape.
The LSU
like
before coach anyone still was caught. Has his job.
I don't know how that happened.
Because it's LSU.
He fought hard.
Well, he had all of his underclassmen declare for the NBA draft this year. Like five guys at LSU basketball declared to go to the draft because they thought it was over.
Will Wade left a trail at VCU too. Will Wade is not a clean guy wherever he's gone. It's not like he just got caught up in some stuff.
I heard Abdul Massa,
the St. John's guy, yeah.
Matt Abdul Massey?
Yeah.
What about him?
I heard that he's a bad man.
Well, anytime anybody gets a reputation.
Not a caught one.
Right, yes, not a caught one. But right. I've heard rumors that.
Well, like you say,
maybe he's here to teach Scott Frost how to do it.
Well, no, Scott Frost doesn't need
it. He's here to do it. He's here to do it for real.
And Scott Frost worked at Oregon, where Phil Knight.
Yeah, but that's
teaches
much,
everybody.
That's much easier.
Bag. Yes, you're right.
That's much different because, like, it'd be like
that's
if
how
Warren Buffett was buying our
but
team.
Do you
but he's not.
Do you want to learn how
Warren
to?
Buffett's cheap.
Listen, do you want to learn how to launder money from the mob, or do you want to learn how to launder money from corporate executives who know all the bureaucratic ways to get around it? That's the difference between
Nike and the bag men in the South. We don't have a Phil Knight.
No, we don't.
You think Tony Valentino?
No, what I'm saying
is Tony Masia. No,
but,
Tony.
But what Frost would
Masia
learn is
here.
The corporate way to do those things. Perhaps if that's what he's learning, you learn from
Tony
Phil
Knight
instead of learning from Al Capone, so you don't get caught. That's what I'm saying. He's learning the structure of Oregon to get around things like that.
I do love though the St. John's fan who, when we got Cam Mack, dropped like a Brinks truck gif on us. I was like,
well, he wasn't looking at Nebraska
real.
Before.
We're real now.
Yes, you were right.
Well, he was looking at Abdul Massey. That's yes. He's got a relationship there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and also everyone left that dumpster fire at St. John's.
And if you're leaving a Utah school, everywhere is an upgrade. like Lincoln is New York City if you're coming from Utah.
You ever had sushi in Utah? That shit's horrible.
I think I used to eat sushi in Chicago.
Oh, God.
I know. And it's like, that's the furthest from any sushi water you could get.
I got one worse. Like, when I was in, this was right before I moved out to L.A. I went to a film festival in Mexico, and there was like a couple from L.A., and they're like, we miss sushi. They wanted to get sushi in Mexico. I'm like, I'm going to pass.
Dear God, don't do that.
I'm going to pass.
Well, some parts of Mexico on the coast, you could.
Yeah, but with that water.
If you're
there,
in Mexico City, though, or something.
Well, you can
fish live in that water.
You can get seafood in certain parts, and that's fine. But, like, not uncooked
sushi.
Seafood.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it's that different. Just feels like a bridge too far.
Well, and also, Mexico's not famous for sushi.
No.
The very first time I tried sushi, Sioux City, Iowa.
Oh,
I mean,
I spit it on. And this is a place where the chef comes out and watches you take the first bite, like with the big white hat on. Like they really try to make it seem like a big deal. Like,
and you spit it out.
And I literally spit it out on the plate in front of him.
My God. Well, these days they fly the frozen fish. It's probably good most places, but
no, it's horrible. Frozen sushi is horrible. It's god awful.
Everything from Japan is flash frozen when it comes here.
Yeah,
all the fish from Japan is flash frozen. All the best sushi houses, that stuff is refrigerated like instantly.
No, most the American sushi you get in LA, they go to Catalina Island and they catch it. Yes, they do with fishing rods.
No,
most American fish like on the market, whether in a sushi restaurant or a store, is misidentified anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of it dangerously.
Yeah. Wow. I had a friend who I still eat at Mia Francesca in Chicago, but she ate there. She won a lawsuit because she got a parasite. She ordered swordfish, but they gave her something that wasn't swordfish and didn't tell her. But they knew.
And, oh, well, that's bad.
Yeah, and she got something. Now, she got this like disease where she lost like 60 pounds.
I thought you were going to say like six teeth. And I was like, that's
No.
Funny.
But it's a funny thing. She couldn't exercise, but she lost a ton of weight. And she's kept it off since, which.
Oh, So what the hell is she crying about?
Well, ultimately, it worked out in that way.
You know how much it would have cost at a CrossFit gym to lose 60 pounds?
Well, and she didn't she couldn't even exercise. That's a funny thing. It was like this. I don't know if it did something to her
metabolism. She shit a lot.
Probably. She shit 60 pounds.
I hope not in one setting.
Never know. Dana and Julia.
Yeah.
One of them. Speaking of Louis C.K.
Oh, well, that was the one that was on the phone when he jerked off?
No, not the phone. They were in the room.
Okay. Cool.
I know the phone one too.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever heard Dave Chappelle's bit about that?
No. Yes.
It's one of the best bits
ever.
It
is a good bit.
He's like, ruined.
Hang up the phone.
Yeah, just hang up the phone. She was like, it ruined her will to do comedy. And he's like, it broke her will or broke her spirit. And he's like, broke your spirit? goes on to say things that Dave Chappelle can say that I can't.
Yeah, I'm not going to excuse, and I wasn't there for any of it. I will say.
You can't get on that mic there.
I will say that I believe. I'm not going
to
say anything.
Jerked else. Off to completion in front of girls?
No, not at all. I was going to say the person in question, I saw one person's show that made me so angry that I had the poster hanging upside down in my house for a long time as like a.
Oh, goddamn.
Like a. I will never unsee this show. I remember every song. I'm not going to go through it. It was just like, you know, like if you've heard a song that sticks in your head and you hate it and you can't get it out.
I went to a sketch show with Tweety once where he pretty actively hated the whole thing.
Which one?
The whole show?
It was up in the loft during a sketch festival, like when my team was supposed to go, and you came to watch it and then you saw this two-person show.
Oh, I hate them. I hate them.
I'm not going to say who it is.
Yeah, sure.
They're not funny. It's trash. It's a gimmick.
Tell me after who it is.
You want to know who they are. They're garbage. But all of a sudden, they started putting their videos on YouTube, and they're like going viral for 12-year-olds. It's like...
Well, 12-year-olds have a different standard.
And they hand out flyers before the... It's like, dude...
I went to a show in Chicago once. It was a parody of Fiddler on the Roof. It's called The Roof is on Fiddler. And Sharna was in it. Now, she's the woman who owns a theater. Yes. And that's how they got this show to, like, get a good slot and everything. So I went with my friend Rob, who is a musical theater major at Northwestern, or a music major at Northwestern. So, yeah, nerdy, musical, smart guy, though, and new music. He was so mad. It was a midnight show, and it was 2 hours long. No, 11 o'clock, and it was 2 hours long.
Dear God.
At the intermission at... And I told him to come to the show. He wanted to beat me up for the show. I've never seen someone so angry.
This Cobcast is really good for people wanting to beat us up.
Yes, yeah. We're telling stories. We have so many of these stories. But
you beat us all.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Yes, I do.
You're probably a very peaceable guy.
There's a very short line of people that want to beat me up, but there is a line.
I want to invite that guy, except that...
What guy?
The Kansas fan.
Because he's going to make it about him and he's going to destroy the show.
Yes.
Well, no, I think...
you got to think of the crowd for that person.
I hope we can... Well, since you're not going to be there, maybe we invite Chris Kelsey in your place and then he just serves as our bodyguard.
I think that'd be great to have if you could get an alum. That would be awesome.
I wonder if we could get like one of the volleyball players.
I think you could do better.
Do better than the volleyball players?
That's
pretty great. Have you seen Lexi's son?
No.
They've won a lot of national championships.
I'm just saying in terms of bodyguards, although you're probably good in that.
Lexi's son could probably
be the bodyguard here. I'm the Kevin Costner. Pat is the Whitney Houston.
What's Lexi's son then?
Whitney Houston.
No, you're the guy.
You're going to carry us both out, one on each arm?
Yeah.
You're the recording engineer who's adjusting the levels when Whitney's singing.
No, that's not what I am. There it is. Got rid of Joe right there.
I'm anticipating a very harsh hashtag kick Joe.
Hey, if we got at least 40 minutes in, probably not 38.
38, 40.
I got a nice.
We do have a voicemail.
we do have a voicemail.
I know you hate baseball, but can I just for a second? Yeah,
perfect. I'm going to go piss.
Okay.
Hold here, wear these.
I will be interested, though. I would love to know your thoughts on this, though, because it involves Darren Erstad.
He's a traitor.
Uh-oh. What do you mean he's a traitor?
He went and played baseball instead of football.
No, okay. He made a lot more money that way.
My brother's not a fan of me. I can't hear anything out of these headphones. Yeah,
don't worry about it. Tweety handed the headphones to Pat and said, you got to listen to this. And so there's no volume.
There's nothing coming out.
So either all of this that we're doing is for naught or...
I mean, it looks like we're getting levels from what I can see over there.
Great. Baseball.
Yeah. My brother was not a big fan of me making the argument last year that it might be time for Erstad to go. And I get it.
It's tough. It's like if Frost was struggling.
Also, the Big Ten is a really hard conference to do well in baseball. But man, this same collapse every year.
Yes, they don't. They start out well every year, and it looks like things are going well, and then they're just. Didn't they have a good streak kind of after the bad streak last year, but it was too little too late?
A little bit, yeah. And then
that sounds like the basketball team. You know, it's there's a lot of kind of not meeting expectations and then struggling at the end to preserve your job.
Yeah, it's
harder with
Erstad. It's a more extreme version of the Brady Hyman thing where you see a Nebraska person and you don't want to see them go, but man... If we're dropping money on every coaching job right now, and baseball, for what they can draw in that stadium and with those facilities, it should be.
But what kind of, how are you going to, it's hard to get a higher profile coach coming in now because you've got an alum who's a major league veteran.
But just isn't that good.
Yeah, it hasn't. Yeah.
Will Bolt. At Texas A&M was a player and assistant at Nebraska, and he was under the Dave Van Horn tutelage.
That's the most successful coach, right? Dave Van Horn
in baseball,
yeah,
in Nebraska baseball history.
Well, so
had Erstad playing. He had
no, he didn't have. Erstad played during a bad time of Nebraska baseball.
Nobody cared. A baseball coach just put the players' names in alphabetical order on a sheet of paper.
Basically, a pitching staff is the most important thing for a coach, I think.
Development of talent.
Yeah,
is
in college,
a big thing.
Certainly. Yeah,
recruiting.
You swing
obviously.
The bat harder.
No, baseball is more complicated.
Throw
than that.
Throw the ball harder.
You're right.
Put your fingers like this.
There are only a few little
Not like
skills
that, like
in
this.
Baseball. But they're so difficult to master.
And also keeping people healthy is a
right.
big part of it, too.
Right.
Because in previous years, we just killed our arms every year.
Well, that,
pitching
yes.
staff.
I think generally.
You
what?
You pitched?
No, I'm saying Nebraska.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's what you have to be able to do is
you
handle your pitching
you
staff.
I would have always assumed you were a catcher. Boom!
Jesus Christ.
Too bad that piss was so short.
You got to know how to manage a roster.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Pat Casey, who retired this past year at Oregon State, if you want to throw a lot of money at someone.
Yeah, but he also has – let's not bring another guy from Oregon State in. And he has
some
issues
thing, though.
You talk
about athletic department and like how it's hard to win
Jesus
at Oregon
Christ,
State.
I want to kill myself right now.
No, this is important.
He won three national championships at
Oregon
State. Fucking State.
You're right. Now, the Pac-12 is better at baseball, but that team isn't.
You know, my buddy is like number seventh in the national list of air hockey players in the world.
Really?
Number seventh.
Yeah, number seventh.
Top 10 air hockey player?
Yeah.
Quick wrists?
Yeah, I guess.
Who's your friend?
It's he's not really my friend. He's like an acquaintance. It's
looking up a guy on a list and being
He's a guy I used to do improv with. He actually is opening up. He does stand up, and he's opening up for like Ray Romano or some weird.
Wow, that's a huge opening.
It is.
What's his name?
God, I'm trying to think of his name right now. It's escaping me.
Maybe not even an acquaintance.
Yeah,
no, we are. It's just been a couple years since I've seen
him. You just call him the Iceman.
No,
the Airman.
I'll show you who it is later.
Okay.
I keep wanting to say Dave. Who's that guy?
Dave Max?
No, the guy from I.O. Dave.
Hill?
David.
Hill?
No.
Colin?
Chacho?
No. All right, we'll worry about this later.
Yeah, a lot of Daves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a message and we have some Twitter, huh?
Yeah.
Let's hear the message while he's...
Can we not end on baseball? Can we talk about something more manly real quick?
Come on.
No, you're right.
I want Nebraska to be good. I want Nebraska to not lose to Northwestern baseball or lose
That's
to anything.
That's true. That's true. You don't want to lose
Nebraska
to Northwestern.
Nebraska can get to where they should be at football...
I didn't mean to start more of this.
No, if Nebraska can get where they should be with football, where it looks like they're heading toward basketball, and then you throw in, like, a national championship quality sport in volleyball... And then, like, have baseball doing what they were doing under Dave Van Horn. Man, that's an athletic department. And when John Cook eventually retires as volleyball coach,
it becomes
coach,
athletic director. Blah, 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 blah.
There will be a line of top level coaches to take that because he's got such a coaching tree.
But they won't take him. It'll be they'll get the Frank Solich version.
Nah,
Danny Busboom.
Guys who are doing
Danny
better.
Busboom, who's the coach at Louisville. Is from Southeast Nebraska, played for John Cook, was an assistant coach for John Cook. And then Chris Tomas at Illinois, which was a Final Four team. He coached under John Cook. He could have one of his assistants or former assistants like a Frank Solich, and it's someone who will have been to the Final Four.
It would be like if Dabo, who's an Alabama alum, if he had been an assistant for Saban and then went to Clemson.
And then came back.
That's what it would be like.
Which I contend that's not going to happen.
No, I don't think either. They gave him that huge contract.
And with a stipulation that says like a huge buyout if he specifically goes to Alabama, right?
And I think it's smart for him because why do you want to follow Saban?
Well, it doesn't matter who you follow.
It does. You want to be the guy to follow Saban at Alabama.
No, you want to be the guy that it doesn't matter at Alabama because it's not like Saban's this extraordinary coach.
Alabama was... not good before he got
there. So he figured out the bagman system.
No, they had the bagman before, dude.
Saban was a mediocre coach at Michigan State, and now all of a sudden he's a world beater at Alabama. Well, something's fishy. Something's fishy in the state of Denmark. Isn't that how that goes?
He went to LSU before that, too, and won a national championship.
Which
also bagman.
Probably proves his point further.
Yeah, perhaps. Then he went to the Dolphins, where there are no bagmen.
Right. And how'd he do?
He left early.
But why?
He finished about 500.
Oh, okay. Weird.
But he got bailed offered out.
Weird probably how he, more money
weird
than
how
Alabama.
He was bad. Good where they have bagmen. Bad again.
Well, the NFL.
Good where they have bagmen.
The NFL and college football are two different animals.
I'm
I will
just
say
saying.
That.
I'm not denying
I'm just
any
saying.
Of it.
If
I'm
he's
just
a great coach, he's a great
wanna...
coach, period. Look at what Barry Switzer did. He went in there, won a Super Bowl.
You're not going to win a lot of arguments saying that. Nick Saban isn't a great coach.
But that's because people are idiots.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm just telling you, you're not going to convince a lot of people, and he has a lot on his
side. I'm not trying to convince people. I'm just telling them they're wrong. I don't care if they believe me. I know I'm right. Smart people know I'm right.
I buy some of your points. I still think he's a good coach in the overall.
Yeah. You can't buy my points.
You know,
and still
I will say one thing
coach.
About him. He made his point about guys going early and how they shouldn't.
Because we paid for him for 4 years.
Well, what he's saying, though, now he's talking about guys who have no NFL grade. So they still put three guys into the first round or in the first two rounds this year. But he had some guys who didn't get drafted. What he is saying at his program, maybe in particular, is that they are costing themselves money because the bonus you get as a first-round draft pick versus
Nick
your 2 years.
Nick Saban doesn't give two shits about their money. He's pissed because—
I actually think he has some— he can defend his point. Not for the first-round guys.
Dude, because he's—
not for the second-round guys.
Because he got whooped 45 to nothing or whatever it was.
I actually think he makes a good point for some of his—
under, what was it?
I mean, we hung at least 50 on him.
No, I'm talking about Clemson this year.
I got you. Never mind. I was trying to find our tweets.
So he got hung, so now he's just pissed off of the world, and all of his underclassmen are going.
He's realizing
his reign on the top is over because everybody else figured out the bagman scenario too, and now he's.
I actually think some of the guys who left, but
he's been doing it better than anybody, and now he's not.
So I don't know.
So if everyone's doing it, that probably makes him the best coach. Then
no, because they're starting to catch up, and now he's not.
Do you have it pulled up, or do you want me to do
some
tweets?
I have it pulled up.
Okay.
We're sure
Nick
it's
Saban's a piece of shit.
Well,
nobody's arguing that.
Well, I mean, so let's talk about how Hitler was a great military strategist.
No.
No, what about how he was a great artist?
Honestly, you're 0 for 2 on those Hitler things. Hitler wasn't, too, because he bit off more than he could
exactly.
chew.
Exactly.
Well, but he was great until he made one mistake.
No,
he made
no.
a series of them.
He did,
the first
and he wasn't
mistake
great.
He was when he went after Russia,
yes.
and Japan's the one that made the error on attacking America.
Right.
Yes, but that was – don't think that that wasn't all talked about behind the lines between those two countries anyway, the Axis powers. He wasn't a great military strategist. He had some great ones under him. But you're right. Like, why would you fight Russia when everyone who's ever fought Russia and crossed Russia, including Napoleon, has lost? Russia wins every war just by being Russia. Like, yeah, come on over.
Yeah, let's
travel
fight
a
in
thousand
Siberia.
Miles. Right. Now it might be different. Yeah, they all lost because they couldn't supply their lines.
Right.
Move on.
Yeah. Okay. We ready?
Yeah, here we go. This came in right after our Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah? Today?
Yeah.
I started listening religiously to you guys about 2 years ago. When I first started listening, Joe didn't know who Mike Riley was. Fast forward to today, and Joe gets some serious stakes about Husker football. Joe, we're all proud of you, and I will be honored to throw balls at your nuts. Go be great, boys.
I have some terrible news.
Yeah.
Joe,
you're not going to be able to throw balls at my nuts.
He's a scared pansy man who is not coming to the Omaha Improv Festival.
I am very sad to say that I will not be there for you to throw balls at my nuts. However, I don't know if we'll do it today, but I don't want to spoil it. But I do think people who enjoy my nuts getting hit will not be left empty-handed.
I wonder if people, if we could do it online, like people pay us.
And then you do it?
To launch them.
No, at some point I will offer my balls to the state of Nebraska.
We should know. I think what should happen is we should each get 5 tennis balls to throw at your nuts on video as punishment for not going to the festival. And then we'll play the video at the festival.
I was thinking around the same. We'll work out the distance. I think you could even do more. If we can film it, I could give
you
more shots.
I'll throw it from 15 yards out if you let me use a football.
15
I
want to
go. I want to go tennis balls.
Yeah.
Can I do a bounce pass
with a tennis ball? Oh, you're going to try to wait a basketball.
He's going to try to get
pass?
It underneath.
No, I'm going to do tennis.
He's going to try to get it underneath the nuts.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea because if you skim the bottom of them, that's the best shot.
Also, I just think the angle is going to work a lot better.
Well,
I'm going to throw
distance man.
I'm
going to
throw a sidearm fastball and hit you right in the dick.
Well, we got to set the camera up and
I'm
everything,
I'm
going to
cut
too.
Your dick with a tennis ball.
But wait, I knew who Mike Riley was 2 years ago. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, you're calling him a liar?
I don't understand the first part of the comment.
That you were an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, then just say that.
And now you're not an idiot.
I think he's proud of you.
He's saying I came a long way.
He's honored to throw tennis balls at your nuts.
Well, yeah, I get that.
He didn't want to throw tennis balls at your nuts with animus. He was
proud.
Yeah,
he's not Ryan Palu.
Right.
Who, by the way, said hashtag kick Joe.
Okay, fair enough.
In our tweets this week.
I'm going to try to get to that Colorado game. And yeah. I may be so numb at that game, you could just hit me in the nuts, you know, from 2 feet away.
I had a dream about that game that we were just beating their ass. I had it like last night.
You can see the future?
I'm going to be worried if I go to that game and I'm sitting next to you.
Why? Because I'm going to be about 20 people deep. I don't think you should be worried at all. And it's not me. It's my shit-talking friend Natron that's 7 feet tall.
Well, actually,
he's the one you want to worry about because he always gets into fights. When we went to Michigan.
I don't mind a 7 foot tall dude.
When we went to Michigan, we had to like break up a fight between him and this other tailgate because some guy, I mean, he was right, but he wouldn't let it go.
Right. Sounds familiar.
I did love the conversation last week via Twitter. Although I didn't love how you just thought I was like shitting on you.
The guy who
you thought was a Nebraska fan, but he's a Kansas fan who threatened to fight, but then pretty quickly pulled back off.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to fight him. Oh, yeah, he must have looked at a picture of me, huh,
motherfucker's going
to... No, if he saw a picture,
be the
you'd
guy
be like, yeah,
gun.
I don't want to get my fist caught in that fat.
No, that's
pull
what he's
going to
say. He's going
to
say, oh, man.
Jaws of life.
Oh, man, I'm
going to
break
there.
My hand punching that guy in his still abs.
By the way, one of you last week, it might have been you, Tweety, confused Cam Jones and Cam Taylor last week. Because you were like,
It's probably Joe because he's an idiot.
Well, because it seemed like you're like, I'm really sad.
That's not the kind of idiot I am, though. I'm a very specific, I have a very specific set of idiotic skills.
Do we want more tweets?
A couple more, yeah.
Okay, Derek Jackson says, well, I already said the Ryan Palou hashtag kick Joe. Well, immediately after that, Derek Jackson said, normally I'm not a hashtag kick Joe guy, but claiming to be stuffy as a reason for not pronouncing Ndamukong correctly warrants it this week. Now that he's in L.A., maybe Ndamukong Suh should show up and literally kick Joe.
Oh, God. You know how bad that would hurt? I bet you he could break your leg.
He's a former soccer player, too, so you know he knows how to kick.
And he's like 300 pounds.
I'd almost let him, though.
Dude, have you ever
let him break your shin?
Dude, have you? No, dude. Have you ever been kicked in, like, the upper leg before?
No, I saw a guy. I saw a guy. That happened in a soccer game this week.
And it's brutal.
He tried to stay in the game. He couldn't.
You can't walk. When I was taking Muay Thai for, like, a month. Like before I rolled my ankle,
do you like that better than the Krav Maga?
Yeah, way better. Krav Maga was, well, but it was that school. It wasn't Krav Maga. It was that guy. Well, it wasn't even that guy. It was the people in that guy's school. They were crazy.
Well, he's responsible for that.
Right.
Those upper thigh things, though, like I realize it's not a kick, but my stepmom once, my dad had a bad drive off the tee on the golf course and caught her in the back of the leg, and it was just black for like a month.
Oh, bruises, yeah.
We did a thing where we would just, you got 20 shots at your partner's leg, but you had the bag over it, and these bags are like 6 inches thick, and this guy
just threw the bag
hitting me in the leg, and at the end of it, like, I couldn't walk, and then I had to kick him, and I couldn't kick.
That sucks, him going first. He weakened you.
He did it on purpose because he's been doing it for years, and I've been doing it for like a week and a half.
Let's take this guy's leg out so he doesn't do anything to me.
And then I find out later he's like training to fight, so like he was just being a bully.
You were a punching bag, literally a kicking bag.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a pain that you can't even explain.
You were what your buddy who was at Florida was, cannon fodder. Like, you didn't know it.
Oh, yeah, Jeremiah.
But it's like, oh, this guy has to practice on real humans.
You're not going to get better if you're the good fighter doing that, though. No,
but
you want
to
know.
But maybe he's at the point where he needs to see what it's like to just kick the shit out of somebody.
But also, it made me better at Muay Thai because I learned how to stop going.
Muay Thai means get the shit kicked out of you.
Yeah. No, I just rolled my ankle. That's why I quit going.
Tyler Garbers, he had brought this up on the Facebook Live. We'll figure this out. He asked if there's an age limit for the Improv Festival. We'll double check. I mean, because it's early enough that maybe not, but it is at a bar.
But if it's a bar restaurant, I don't know what the rules in Nebraska are, but if they serve food, sometimes you can have underage.
The rules are, if you're a baby, you can be in a bar at all times.
Yeah.
But if you're 19, if you want to drink the alcohol, you cannot be at a bar.
But we're at Karma Nightclub in Omaha. That's where our show is on Saturday, May 25th at 6 o'clock. And we're trying to find a replacement for Joe to be the third on Jeopardy.
I'm sorry.
But it's going to be a surprise.
We want it to be a surprise if it ends up being like a huge name.
Oh, no. But it's a surprise right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to tell them who we're asking.
Yeah.
Right. We have some ideas.
It's someone with more Nebraska cred than me, believe it or not.
I
we have an interview next week, right?
Two.
We have two of them, okay. So we've got two straight episodes covered. The Informer says, we got your favorite sports and we got your favorite teams. We out in California, but they represent the teams. Pat and Joe and Tweety are here to make some noise. Hashtag Big Red Cobcast time.
Wow. Yeah.
He loves...
I like The Informer.
...to live tweet the Cobcast.
Mm-hmm. And him and King J Hip, who is mad at you.
Of course. Didn't like where his taxes are going. King Jay, I agree. Misappropriation of taxes is a crime, but you got to pay your taxes if you want to drive your car on the road.
That's absolutely not true.
All right, then build your own fucking road.
Well,
Build your own road!
They made that illegal.
Build your own road!
They made that illegal.
So you pay taxes.
You can't build your own road.
Well, that's, you know, there's problems.
The Informer was offering $100 to bean hook you.
What's a bean hook?
I think mean punch you in the nuts.
Oh, like
100,
like a clitoris. Like he wants to punch you in your clitoris.
I don't have one of those.
That's what they call it, the bean.
He also, right?
I can't let somebody punch me in the nuts straight up. That's how Houdini died.
He really.
That's not
what.
That's not true.
That's how who died?
Houdini.
He got punched in the stomach. That's how he died.
He also loved you guys talking about my radio voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's getting
radio
better.
Voice.
It's getting better.
Yeah, okay. It's turning into...
This is my voice.
No, right. It's not. This no, is what Pat, your voice became.
No, when you like, met me...
Your voice was this.
Yeah, because I was fucking 18 when you met
me. Your balls hadn't dropped
Pat's
yet?
Pat's like a mockingbird.
I couldn't
you're
shave
an adult.
Yet then.
In a couple of months...
I couldn't shave
in a couple
then.
Of years,
you
actually.
You still can't shave.
He's going to be talking I like a California more. Guy. You'll see. His what? Voice kind of transforms. See, this was from his radio years. Slowly, his voice is becoming more and more California.
Yeah, but he's like 42.
No, but in 2 years of living out here.
You're the old ass one.
I'm not. No, I'm actually I still look one. Like I'm.
Happy
I'm,
birthday, by
thank
the way.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, your birthday. 44. Yeah. Nice.
That's not true.
Count Isfin says, you guys need to see if you can track down Kellen Houston so we can thank him for decking that Missouri punk.
And so you did.
Yeah.
Nice.
well done. We take requests.
Yes. Yeah.
His won't be next week, though. We're recording it next week, but his will be the week after that.
Yeah.
We've got Grant Wistrom coming up, part deux.
Yeah. I can't wait to ask him questions. I really want to talk to his wife.
Take it easy.
No, she's like,
I know she's a CrossFitter. You can ask him all those questions about that. He'll love to.
I can't wait to ask him about back
squatting. Probably stuff he doesn't get asked about.
I bet he gets asked all the time, just not on the on podcasts and radio shows. I'm sure he gets hounded about back squats and stuff by CrossFit people.
That's a question I'd like you to ask him. Do you get hounded about back squats? last one.
Okay. So... there was someone from the World Herald who said Nebraska is trying to recruit the way the SEC recruits. And so
yes.
I wrote with cash.
Yes.
And then Adam Bjornsson posted Tweefy right now. And it just is a kid getting very, very excited. People think you want Bagman.
I do want Bagman.
I know.
Only because he said it every time.
Right. Absolutely. Someone wrote this. I'll say this, and then we'll go. There more. Boyd W. Danielson says, or Donaldson says, can the Omaha World Herald for once be a state paper? Fuck, I used to look forward to Sunday paper that was brought by Pony Express. I now use it in my cat's litter box. I don't know what that's totally in reference to. But
I'm assuming that he's reading the Omaha World Herald because it's a shit paper. But you know why? Because all papers are shit papers, and you should use the... fucking internet.
Ooh, I got one more here. Cater says, why do you, responded, but it says, why do you guys say Fatty rides the bus after each episode?
It's a reference to Joe that, it's a reference that you made from a bonus episode. I believe we were talking about fullbacks.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
And it was like, well, Fatty rides the bus now, but it's also in reference to a show that you were a part of in Chicago.
It was an annoyance movie that they did called Fatty Drives the Bus about the devil coming back to Earth and Jesus having to fight him.
But the funny thing is,
okay.
We re-recorded that bonus episode.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. So nobody even ever heard that reference.
Genesis
that's
of it.
Right.
That's what we found the funniest of it, is this thing that we said... And then no one
we're doing
has
an
ever
inside joke
it.
That
that's
we thought
right.
people may have heard the genesis of, but they don't. But now you know.
No, some did, because remember, we just didn't.
No,
I think we talked about it once before.
We completely redid it. That one never saw the air.
No, I reposted it without a video, right?
Is it watching?
No, that
game
was a different
a video?
One.
Oh.
There's about six botched episodes out there that are halfway complete or something.
Why did we redo it?
I can't. Remember.
Wasn't it something wasn't synced up with the video or something? I don't know. Or it kept stopping and start. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened. But we re-recorded two in a morning once before I went to work. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Point is, go look up that Trauma Pictures movie, Fatty Drives the Bus, and it will not help you at all.
All right. There we go.
Hawkeye Tears water bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Those are still for sale. We'll bring some to the Omaha Improv Festival.
And they'll be cheaper because you want to pay for shipping.
Right.
So if you can't make it to there.
And also, I don't know how many we'll be able to bring is the other issue. But if you can't make it there and you know want it, we'll send it to you. The shipping is included in the cost on patreon.com/bigredcopcast. Follow us on Twitter at Big Red Cobcast, on Facebook, facebook.com/Cobcast. If you'd want to donate something to the Patreon that's not for the Hawkeye water bottle or Hawkeye Tears water bottle, feel free.
You can
donate any amount you want.
Through these gates,
There's a bunch of tiers up on the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. People are loving those Hawkeye Tears water bottles.
Though. Yeah. They're great. My mom wanted to take a bunch home with her, and I was like, Mom, you can have a water bottle.
Mom, you can have a water bottle. Yeah. That's it.
Did she think you bought them all?
Yeah. She didn't realize that it was a group effort.
You should get her selling them.
No, she's my mom. Right? Ferris Bus.
Ferris Bus. Bus.
Of course. Mom.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit BoardwalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at HuskerFilm.com.